And we're learning more about the 19-year-old who allegedly used a legally purchased AR-15 rifle in that horrific shooting yesterday at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The suspect, Nicholas Cruz, is in police custody, appears in court today. He reportedly had undergone mental health treatments and left a trail of disturbing social media posts. Governor Rick Scott spoke at a press conference earlier today.
How do we make sure when a parent is ready to send their child to school that in Florida that parent knows that child is going to be safe? Number two, how do we make sure that individuals with mental illness do not touch a gun?
Joey Fletchos is a reporter at the Miami Herald. He joins us from their newsroom. Hi, Joey.
Hi.
Look, we know that Cruz had been expelled from that school. The Washington Post is reporting that teachers got a note last year from the administration asking them to keep an eye on him. The teacher said it was alarming. So what is the process of buying a gun in Florida? What is Scott referring to? Do we know when Cruz purchased this gun, and were there questions that weren't asked?
Well, the question of whether there were questions there weren't asked, there certainly weren't, and procedurally there are what some people would consider a lack of questioning that's involved with the purchase of a gun. I mean, even the mere fact what's being called into question now is the mere fact that he wouldn't be able to, at his age, 19, that he wouldn't have been able to buy a handgun, but he could purchase the .223 caliber rifle that he used from a gun shop in Broward County in February of 2017. He cleared an FBI background check. He did not have a criminal history, but what's quickly emerging now is a debate and a conversation about what kinds of questions can be asked and should be asked when someone in his position is wanting to purchase a firearm.
And we're not clear as to what that position is, when he was treated for these mental health issues. I mean, a lot of that is, you know, not known, you know, the timing. So that'll be interesting to see all that unfold. But meanwhile, his online life, you're reporting that a man in Mississippi called Facebook and the FBI after someone calling themselves Nicholas Cruz posted a threatening comment on YouTube in 2017. What do we know about that?
Correct. A man who is a bail bondsman, and he regularly posts YouTube videos on his page. He noticed a comment in September of 2017. And a user named Nicholas Cruz, spelled the same way as the suspected shooter, said, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter." And he immediately reported it. He actually screenshot and emailed it to his local FBI field office. Agents were in his business interviewing him the next day. And he really didn't have any reaction or knowledge of who this person was. He just simply wanted to pass along that this comment had been made. And interestingly, this morning, the local South Florida FBI special agent in charge told reporters that even after they took that tip seriously back in September, but after reviews and checks, they could not identify the user who was behind the comment.
Even if the user was using the name Nicholas Cruz. So it seems as if there's going to be questions there for Facebook and, you know, how to get to people online. Look, what more do we know about him? Expelled from that school where he went back and had the horrific shooting, currently attending a school for at-risk youth. His mother apparently just died in November.
That's correct. Our understanding is she may have had some sort of respiratory issue, a flu. There are some different reports out there. I'm not completely sure what caused her death, but she did pass away recently, and he was living with a family friend. He had his own room. But, you know, there are indications that perhaps that could have affected his mental health. We don't have a complete picture of his mental health, but we do know after talking to neighbors in the last place that he was living, that he had a reputation for being a loner, for being isolated, for being a little violent with animals, something we've learned today. After speaking to neighbors, he had at one point someone had seen him shooting at neighbors' chickens with a BB gun or a pellet gun, shooting at squirrels, poking a rabbit hole with a stick, and setting his family's dog on neighbors' piglets. It was a couple of different anecdotes we've collected from neighbors about his interaction with small animals, which it seemed to suggest that he might have been troubled in some way.
Well, I mean, mental health professionals will say that when a child is abusing animals, That is a real alarming sign of something.
That's a sign, right.
Joey Fletchos of the Miami Herald with more on what people are learning about the alleged shooter in yesterday's massacre in Florida. Joey, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.